It's going good. I think we off to a good start. Off to a good start.
What makes this defensive
guy this year unique? I think the flexibility and the depth that we had is unbelievable. We got guys that we brought in from different teams, and they've been playing exceptionally well right now as we've been practicing. And, of course, with Tack, the additional Tack, we have a lot of tools in place.
How did Tack look to you? I know y'all got to watch film yesterday. How'd that look? I know you can't see it when you're on the field playing, but what did the film look like?
It looked good. You know, he was able to get a couple reps in and team plays. So I think he's going to get comfortable with the plays as time comes along as he get more experience with it.
Mm-hmm. Are you already sensing energy-wise, his personality, and all of that already?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I can tell that his passion's there. He just definitely loves the game, so it's going to be fun whenever we get out there in the real games when the regular season comes around.
What advice have you given Tack that you learned in your rookie season that you thought was important to tell him?
Well, for me, you know, my rookie year, I was kind of in the back of the line, you know, just kind of seeing things through. But as far as a coach's perspective, they want to see you in the front of the line. So I've been encouraging them, you know, make your way toward the front of the line because you are emerging as a star player on this team.
When you're competing against
O-line as deep as yours,
how much better does that make you, and how much better do you think you're
making? I mean, we got obviously one of the best lines, one of the best offenses in the league, and having an offense that we go against every day is definitely going to help us out in the near future. Guys like Jake Matthews, Ryan Schrader, you know, as far as the ends, they get us better each and every day, and I feel like we are working their craft as well.
What kind of camp have Derek Shelby and Adrian
They've been off to a great start. You know, Shelby is a great six technique player, and as well as a great end. You know, he's very flexible from three technique to end, so he's going to add a lot of versatility to our defense.
Claymore, it looks like he just mentally coming off that injury, had a couple last season, and then coming into this camp, seems like he's just that fierce is still there, and just how have you seen him really just respond to the adversity he faced?
Oh, he's responding well. You know, that minor setback was just for a season. You know, he's a hard worker, and he's been showing it ever since he's been able to come back and get back on the field.
What did Rick talk to you guys about? Claire.
Oh, nature boy. Yeah, you know, he's just encouraging us, you know, want to see us back who we was last year, but obviously come out on top. So it's a lot of things that he wants us to work towards, and we're going to try to move in that direction. It's been a mix-up, man. We put Grady in, we put Ontario in, we put them in together. We got Jack. We got a number of guys, so it's not just those two guys. It's just a variety of different players that we brought in to balance it out.
You know his speed, but just what are you seeing out of him during this game? It seems like he's not playing on another level. The pass rush especially.
Yeah, so Devondre, he spent a lot of time with Chuck Smith in the offseason, and you can tell this definitely paid off for him. He's working extremely well. He's able to get some pass rush reps in today. And I can see a lot of progress in this game.
I think you've seen Grady, obviously, with all the contracts, the scholarship he makes and now. Some of us, I mean, he's making some of us just actually in some of the wrong matchups. Have you noticed the growth, him taking another jump to a different type of level?
It's not too early. I feel like there's a jump from year one to year two that I made for myself, and Grady's making the jump from year two to year three, and I feel like we all collectively can do that. And just seeing him, being able to play with him all those years, I see him growing as a player and even as a coach in the film room.